Harry, you've been named as first reserve for England's tour of the West Indies and the World T20 in Bangladesh. Does that feel like good news?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really obviously looking forward to going over to the West Indies with the squad and hopefully throwing my hat in the ring for a potential debut over there and then moving on to the World Cup. After that, if there was to be an injury, then I think there's a decent chance that it could potentially be me that's the man that comes in and is the replacement there.
This could stem from a great season in county cricket and having the immediacy to the coaches and the players in the time you spent helping them to prepare for the Ashes.
Yeah, I mean, I like to think that it's a reward for three fairly consistent years with the white ball, really, and some progress in the championship cricket as well, which culminated, as you say, in the trip to Australia just prior to the Ashes, which gave me a really good taste of the England environment, but also gave the coaches and senior players over there an opportunity to have a look at me and see how I operate on a day-to-day basis and how I perform in the nets. And that was probably a factor leading into the selection, I guess.
When you saw the initial 30, did you think you had a chance, given that you were the obvious candidate if they needed a left-arm variation?
If I'm brutally honest, I think I initially didn't really think I had much of a chance. I was trying to, you know, tell all my family, you know, don't get excited, etc. But as the last couple of weeks have worn on, I've just slowly started to develop a little bit more hope that I might actually have a chance. And that, I guess, has sort of half come true, really.
You seem to have coped very naturally with the step up between the levels from Division 2 to Division 1. Was it important to prove your ability on that stage first and foremost?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there is an ever-widening gap between Division 1 and Division 2. For me to come from a Division 2 county where I wasn't really playing a great deal of red ball cricket and to be given the opportunity I have been by Mick Newell to play regular cricket in Division 1, I'll always be grateful for that. And it's helped me develop as a player and hopefully put me in a position where, going forward, I can make big contributions for Nottinghamshire, but possibly also push for further honours.
Obviously, lots going on in the England camp at the moment, but do you feel nicely placed to be part of England's rebuild? They'll inevitably need to inject some new faces into squads.
Yeah, I mean, it's a potentially interesting few months coming up, but I'm taking it one step at a time, really. I've got this trip to the West Indies, which I'm hugely excited by, and I'll go over there and try and impress them as much as I possibly can in the nets and try and force my way into the team for a couple of games and see where it leads me from there.
What's happening in Australia at the minute? What's happening with you in club cricket and training, and how much work have you been able to do in the sunshine?
Yeah, I mean, I've only been here a couple of weeks, but I've managed to get some good running done. Wayne Noon's just been here last week, and we went in and trained with the Melbourne Stars a couple of times. And then I also went and bowled at the England boys when they were briefly here for the T20. So I've had some good exposure and been able to strap the boots on and get in and running outdoors in a proper net scenario, which has been great.
You managed to keep an eye on the Big Bash, and are you excited and anticipating the rebirth of the T20 competition in England this summer?
Yeah, it should be interesting to see how the new format works. I think traditionally the Friday night crowds have been the biggest and the best, and we're all quite excited and hopeful that we'll be playing in front of good crowds on a regular basis, and people will come and watch the games, and there'll be some good cricket, and they'll be well entertained.
How important will your preparation be these next few weeks, given you've got this renewed focus now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's obviously going to be predominantly white ball practice. I'll be practicing my slower balls, practicing my Yorkers, and trying to put myself in a position where, when I arrive in the West Indies, I can, I'm almost ready to go, should I be required.